Can we please turn our Bibles to Hosea chapter 6? Hosea chapter 6. And let's look at these first three verses if we could. How about we do this? How about we have the brothers, if you could, stand up and read verse 1. Sisters, stand up and read verse 2. And then we'll all stand up and read verse 3 together. And don't read to me, read to the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Come and let us return to Jehovah.
Amen.
For he has torn us, but he will heal us.
Amen.
And he has stricken us, but he will bind us up.
Amen. Amen. Therefore, let us know, let us pursue knowing Jehovah. His going forth is as sure as the dawn, and he will come to us as the rain, which waters the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it good this morning that we can be trainees? And we can be trained not just to be necessarily a good gospel preacher, not necessarily to be somebody who is very fluent with the Word of God, but simply to be somebody who's satisfied to receive the Word of God morning by morning. So we come this morning to this matter of receiving the Word of God, and we've had some really good fellowship this week so far. You remember the first week, we talked about the matter of musing upon the Word. And musing, of course, involves not only just our eyes to read, but also our mouth. Remember, the psalmist used his throat, he used his tongue, and he used his palate to really engage the Word and really chew on the Word. And then yesterday, we had some fellowship about enjoying God through what? Through praying and reading. And a question was kind of asked to us, which is, in our time, in our experience with the Lord in the morning, do we pray first and then read, or do we read first and then pray? And the answer, of course, is yes. When we pray, we can read. When we read, we pray. We can pray, pray, read, 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 pray. And by our mingling of our praying and our reading, we can enter into a deeper and a richer enjoyment of the Lord. So this morning, we come to the matter of receiving the Word of God. How? By exercising our spirit. Amen. Amen. Exercising our
spirit.
Amen. And you remember, our spirit is the deepest part of our being. And it's the part that we can use to what? We can receive God in our spirit. And of course, we can contact God in our spirit. You know, the only problem with this, however, is that there's this hard encasing surrounding our spirit, which is our human soul. And many times when we wake up in the morning, we're automatically by default in our soul. Or if we're not in our soul, we end up in our affairs of the day or the things that we have to worry about that day. And I don't know if this has been your experience on your college campuses. If you have a test, for example, you wake up, and you're not immediately in your spirit. But the first thing that comes to your mind is probably, oh, that test. Or if it was like yesterday for some of us, you wake up, the alarm clock goes off at 6:30. Boom. Oh, gospel preaching today. Oh. So we wake up in these kind of affairs, in our affairs and in our concerns. And these kind of affairs and concerns can kind of be a hindrance to our getting into the deepest part of our being, into our spirit. So we'd like this morning to practice to get to our spirit.
Amen.
And we'd like for this week to be a week where we just spend our time in our spirit.
Amen.
And that's how we enter in this verse in Hosea. This is how we enter into the reality of the third day. We realize this morning is the third day of the summer college training.
Hallelujah.
which means regardless of everything that happened before, regardless of how this week went for you, regardless of how the year has gone for you, this morning is the morning for a new start.
Amen.
It's the third day this morning, so we want a revival.
Yes.
And the way we have a revival practically is by contacting the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning, I'd just like to give you five points, five little exercises that you can do when you go off into your time. Very simple, okay? Kind of like our brother Timothy shared yesterday. When you go off and you have your time personally with the Lord this morning, maybe you can practice doing this exercise, okay? So for 1 minute, call on the name of the Lord. 1 minute. The next minute, thank the Lord in any way you want. Thank the Lord. 1 minute. The third minute, love the Lord. Any way you want, just pour your affection on the Lord. The fourth minute, praise the Lord. And the last minute, spend some time to sing to the Lord. Whatever kind of song you have, but I would highly recommend Song 6 in your binder. So that's 5 minutes, short little 5-minute exercise. And the purpose of that is to break through the soul, to break through the self, to break through all the affairs and all the concerns that you might be having. Just use that 5 minutes to get to your spirit. I'd like to read something just from this outline before I turn it over to Jason here. It says, if we spend 10 minutes for reading, we should spend another 20 minutes for praying. And Jason will talk more about praying over the word. This kind of prayer is what? Not to pray for affairs, for business, for husbands and wives, school, jobs, or even for help. This is simply to pray about what we read and to read what we pray in order to contact the Lord. It is not a business doing prayer, but a God contacting prayer. So our goal this morning is not to do business, but our goal is simply to contact the Lord. You know, I once taught a friend, not from this country, how to play baseball. And we gave him a bat and taught him how to swing. And this kind of happens with a lot of younger people, I think. They have this tendency that when they get up to the plate, they want to hit a home run right away. But this morning, our encouragement is that you don't look for necessarily a home run experience with the Lord or a grand slam experience with the Lord, but simply we want you to just make contact. This morning, just contact the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's make contact.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know why we're here this morning? We're here to contact the Lord.
Amen.
But we're here because it's morning revival, Brother Ken.
Amen.
We're here to be revived. Amen. Like our brother Isaac said, this is the third day. This is the day of resurrection. We are in resurrection today, Brother Jay. Hallelujah. I want to read a quote to you real quick. I don't know if I have time to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. I was appreciating out of this, I was reading a ministry book, And someone was asking, it was a Q&A in 1963, and somebody asked Brother Lee, it seems like you always talk about touching the Lord first thing in the morning. Why is that? Why? He says, well, I have a story for you. Someone asked D.L. Moody, the famous evangelist, the same question. I'll read this to you. Actually, George Mueller. George Mueller was someone, you could most call him the father of faith. He read many orphanages. He prayed for everything. He never asked for a dime. Anyway, someone asked George Mueller why it was necessary to spend time with the Lord in the morning. Mueller answered that in the Old Testament, the children of Israel were instructed to offer the fat of the sacrifice to the Lord and not the dung. Mueller went on to say that spending time with the Lord late in the morning is like offering the dung to the Lord. But spending time with the Lord in the morning is like offering the Lord the fat. This is because the morning time is the best time. The children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, the Lord instructed them in the morning. They had to go out in the morning to collect the manna, to eat the manna. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I want to offer the fat to the Lord in the morning. The best time is the morning. There is something about contacting the Lord in the evening. You can get revived in the Lord in the evening. But I tell you, there's something missing. There's something missing there. Right? Don't get me wrong. We always want to get revived. We can't make it in the morning. If something happens, we can always get revived later in the day. But I just want to impress you with this burden. Sacrifice your sleeping time. Sacrifice your pillow time to wake up and offer the fat to the Lord in the morning. To get revived, right? To feed the Lord in the morning. This is wonderful. And one of the best ways to get revived in the morning is to pray. But you know the secret of our prayer? The secret of our prayer is the Word of God. Right? We don't have to be stuck wandering in our mind thinking about what we're going to pray. Right? You know the secret? Just take the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Not a lot. This is the morning, like our brother Isaac said, that we're not here to take care of our reading, our memorizing, our business affairs. We just take a verse. We just take a couple of verses, and we read that Word. But then we exercise our spirit to contact the Spirit that is in the Word. The Lord Himself said, the words that I speak to you, what are they? They are spirit and are life. So that's what we want to do, brothers. Lord, we want to take this Word and we just read it and we just take it and we pray over the Word. I tell you, you can't do this wrong, Brother Sam. You can't do it wrong. Just take the Word and just pray over the Word. Get God in the Word. We're here to do one thing this morning, brothers. One thing. And that is simply eat Christ. You can't do it wrong. Brother Abel, you can't do this wrong, brother. Don't worry about it. Don't get in your mind. Don't. What am I supposed to do? What if Brother Isaac gets mad at me? I'm not doing this right. He's not worried about it. He just wants us to simply eat Christ. Amen. Right? The 5 minutes that our brother helped us with. Simply eat Christ. Right? You can take this... This verse right here, wonderful verses. Psalm 119, 11 through 16. You can't do this wrong. Oh, in my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus. In my heart. Oh, what about my heart? In my heart, I have treasured up your word. Lord Jesus, I love the word. I want in my heart to be a treasuring up of the word. Oh, I'm not worried about anything else. I'm not worried about preaching the gospel. Oh, I'm here about treasuring up your word this morning. Oh, I love the word of God. Oh, I treasure up your word that I might not sin against you. How can I sin if my heart is treasured up with the word? Oh, I love the word. Right? You can't do this wrong. Right? We're simply here to contact God. We're simply here to contact Him. Make contact with the ball this morning. We're not worried about hitting it out of the park. We're just here to open. And we're here to just use the Word. Read the Word. Pray the Word. Breathe in. Breathe out. Read the Word. Pray the Word. It's that simple. We don't even need to get into our mind about what we're supposed to do because we just take the Word. The Word is printed for us right here, right? You may have a verse, and that's fine. Just read the Word and exercise your spirit to just contact the Lord through that Word, mingling with our prayer, making it very personal. You know, when we come together into big groups, we like to we like to pray read in a way that we repeat. We repeat the word and we touch our spirit, right, Brother Ian? But in this morning time, it's just so sweet to personalize this word and to pray it in a personal and an affectionate way to the Lord. So what is the secret of prayer? The secret of prayer is to pray the word, Brother Ken. This is wonderful. Let me see what we have here. So what are we going to do together, brothers? We're going to simply eat Christ. How are we going to do that? By praying the word of God. Praying over the word. Enjoying the word. Amen. Well, that's all I have. Because you know what? It's time to simply eat Christ. So let's do it. Brother Ken, you want to help us? I'll make sure.